what we've really done is to thwart the perceived need by a group of voters about a problem that they saw, and it also has helped, I think, to drive a wedge between the voters of the town, citizens of the town, and the assembly and the staff. I would recommend that the assembly direct our attorney to bring any future initiative requests to the assembly for review and direction before taking any action. I would recommend that the assembly then direct our attorney to take a more democratic and responsive approach by meeting directly with the citizens and first preparing a draft ordinance for consideration by the assembly, which, if accepted, would alleviate the public concern for the problem in question and eliminate the need for a vote.
My understanding of the attorney's role is to, you know, assist in wording, not necessarily to help shape the intent of a ballot initiative. So if it comes before us and our action is to help clarify some ambiguities or correct some grammatical stuff or I guess solve what might be a routine correction concerning the law, then I think that's a good idea. Now
somehow there's a feeling that this is not, that there's a lack of responsiveness, or that it's a we versus they situation. And so if there is something that we can do to bridge that somehow, and I agree.
I think people realize we didn't direct the attorney to not work with them. I hate to use the double negative there, but in reality, there was concern that we had directed her to not work with people. And in fact, we had not. So, you know, maybe the citizens don't realize that we can play a part in helping them by having it come forward at an assembly meeting.
To try and establish or create or revise the process where the city attorney is going to be beholden to anybody that wants to do an initiative or a referendum, I think is the wrong direction, because she works for the assembly. And we tell her what to do and what not to do. And I don't want to give some kind of blanket direction or part of the job description where she's going to be beholden to anybody that wants to do an initiative process to try and help do it. Now, the next time, it might be something that seven assembly members disagree with.
I would like to work with the initiative process at this level within the letter of the law. Let's do what we can and try to prevent all this animosity. And it's not that too many comments in the letters to the editor bother me, but when they talk about our honesty and I don't care what people want to say, but when they question my integrity and my honesty, then I get a little bit ticked off.